Thank you. Thank you so much.
It was such a mutual thing, you know. It defies description. When we first sat down together and basically went back and forth and we're hearing these things.
We were thinking so alike at the time. And when I wrote You've Got a Friend, it came through me. That song purely, purely came through me. I didn't have you specifically in mind, though it certainly applies, has applied since I know you. I didn't have anyone specifically in mind. I just sat down at a piano and that song just came out, just as you heard it, just as you do it. Just came right out.
On the opening night at the Troubadour, it was that afternoon that Carol was doing her sound check, preparing for her first ever solo show that night, just her and the piano on the stage. And she decided to run through a song she had just finished writing. And James and I were sitting in the balcony of the Troubadour upstairs, and that's when we heard this brand new song called You've Got a Friend.
I'm not sure I was sold on You've Got a Friend. I mean, people say, did you know? I didn't. I just thought it was a very nice song. I had no idea of the reach it would have.
As soon as I heard it, I said, man, that's just it. That's a great, great song.
And James went crazy. He fell in love with the song, told Carol it was one of the best pop songs ever written, and asked if she'd mind if he learned it. And he did. He learned the song from Carol, worked out his own version. And eventually, we did ask Carol whether she would consider letting James record his version, which I knew was against all the rules of show business because she was about to make her own first record and it was clearly an amazingly good song. But Carol, with exceptional generosity and grace, said, that would be fine. I'd be honored to have you record it as well.
When we play it together, the way your guitar blends with my piano part is just, it's like that first time we played together. It's that.
Let's get that thing.
We did that, buddy.
Got that thing.
We did that. Bye.